Good Friday evening, everybody. You are listening to Faith Ignited. I'm your host, Nancy Burns, and I'll be here for the duration of, a little bit less than an hour, about an hour, where we can chat and we can listen to a beautiful story that if you're new here, I like to say it's nice to finally meet you. And if you're returning to listen to Faith Ignited, thank you for supporting me, for supporting my dreams and my projects and my craziness and mayhem of a life, especially for my husband, who is so great. He's, an amazing man, and I just feel so blessed that he's so supportive. But, I have to literally turn my phone over and take a break because, I like to get off the grid, so to speak, every night, just for a little bit while my husband is still awake, because I have always been a night owl. So I have had an off sleeping schedule. Sometimes I'm on a good sleeping schedule. This happens to be a bad routine that I'm on, but I'm hoping that when my beautiful grandbabies and daughter come out in June, it's gonna be definitely an hour change for sure. But for right now, guys, this is again Pama Talk on Pama Radio. Please, if you have not already downloaded our app, subscribe to our channel, subscribe to our magazine that's coming out. All the information is on all of our social medias at Pama Media, Facebook at Pama Media, Instagram, TikTok, and I think that's it. But you can just type in PAMA Media and you will see our app come up, and it might say Portuguese something media, I forget, and it's that one, of course, because we are mostly on here. We are second generation Portuguese. I don't do my podcast in Portuguese, because, like I said, this is for the generation of us that we know a lot of Portuguese, but, like, our kids don't know it, our grandkids don't know it, or we're not teaching our kids our language, and so it's slowly disappearing, right? So what we do here at Pama is we highlight the amazing stories of people in our community that are doing great things, you guys. We have all the information all there on our page. How are you guys? How has your week been? Yeah, it's been a minute. It feels like this week, it just, it seems like the days go by really fast, really fast. You know, it's like you're on the go, on the go, on the go, and then by the time you know it, it's, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, and usually around 8 o'clock, I unplug for a little bit, and my husband and I have shows that we watch together that we love, and every Friday night we listen to, he listens to, but we, I mean, if I'm there with him, I consider we're listening to it together, but of course, you guys are listening to it with me now. And I'm so happy that you're here today. Thank you for choosing to come to Palma Talk. Thank you for choosing Faith Ignited as one of your podcasts. And there's so many great ones. If you haven't seen my friend Sylvia Manuela Costa, her podcast, The New Friends Podcast, she just did an amazing interview with one of the actresses named Vanessa on the Portuguese Problems cast for that the new Portuguese Problems. We all broke the internet, you guys. They weren't expecting all of us to come out and support like we did. So yay, round of applause to us. Yay! Woohoo, Portuguese community! We're cheering on our Portuguese kids and families. Thank you for all that you do. And also, before we get started, let me light our Faith Ignited candle that we have here. Let's get the match. A good one. If you're new here, I like to read the story live with you guys so that we can react to it together, and I'm not sure what this is going to say, but I'm hoping that there's a message in here somewhere for someone who might need to hear a little bit about hope and faith. That's what we try to do here. We try to hear stories, feel good stories, and we'd like them to elevate our lives and elevate our moods, elevate our day, our night, our morning, whenever you're listening to this. And it feels good. It feels good to reignite that fire that sometimes gets a little low. The flickering is, you know, less, and it's starting to flicker out, but that's when we need God the most. I was just listening to something earlier today. I wanted to say really quickly, I heard this man from an Instagram account called Geometrics, I want to say. Gospel Metrics or Geometrics. I don't, it's one of those. But he said something really profound today, and so I wrote it down to share with you guys so I wouldn't get it wrong. I have it written down. So he says like this: I asked God to take away my habit. God said no. It is not for me to take away, but for you to give up. I asked God to grant me patience. God said no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted. It is earned and learned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said no. Give you blessings, yes, but your happiness, that is up to you. I asked God to spare me of pain. God said no. Suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I ask God to help me love others as much as He loves me. God said, finally you had the idea. Isn't that incredible? I thought that was such a profound way to look at it, right? Way to look at our sufferings and our trials and tribulations that we go through. So this story is called Miracle of Miracles. So this card says, it happened a little over 50 years ago. But it seems like only yesterday. The details are etched in my mind like a precise woodcut. The euphoric feelings of the event accompanied and sustained me for the rest of my life. If I said card, I meant to say article. That was weird. February 28th, 1971. I had just turned 23 years old. The three of us, Stacy, George, and I, were traveling in a broken-down yellow VW Beetle with rickety doors. We had given the broken front passenger door extra strength by winding fish line around the handle on the roof. So through the roof, they somehow were able to wind the fish line around the handle and roof. Though the fragile nature of the repair was still bothering me, but the door didn't even close properly, with the thin slab of air creating a constant whistle, which at times was deafening. Who remembers having an old car that made noise? I do. My old car was my grandmother's car. A Lynx Mercury, if I want to say. I don't even remember the year. But they don't even make those cars anymore. That's how old. That's how old I am. that was funny. By the way, I am with a younger man right now. My husband is the younger man. It's 3 weeks, and his week is coming up real quick. Next week, maybe we'll have him on as a guest, and we'll do something fun for the podcast. Anyways, let's get down to the story. We had just finished enjoying a Miles Davis Fusion concert at a huge indoor arena at the University of Connecticut. Store's C.T. Miles was superb on that evening, and even though fusion was not really my cup of tea, I loved the music. The experience had left the 3 days of us elated and beaming ear to ear. Little did we know what was in store for us. The return route was a 4-lane superhighway. The first half of the trip from Springfield, Massachusetts to Bennington, Vermont, where the three of us were based. Little did we know that the road was one of America's most dangerous, both in number of accidents and deaths, especially when it rained. On our night in late April, it was raining cats and dogs and visibly, grossly reduced. We agreed that Stacy would drive on our return because George and I were somewhat dizzy from the concert. I switched from the driver's seat to the front passenger next to the fish line door, contorted sort of out of a like MacGyver imagination. I personally had bought the strongest fish line that my dad used to catch 10-pound cod and spun it dozens of times around the door handle, roof, and back door. The rain was pelting down ferociously, creating an eerie illumination of the asphalt, which reflected stranger ghost-like shapes, it seemed. George and I decided to doze off until we were rudely awakened by swerving. Apparently, Stacy decided to pass a huge semi-trailer traveling in the middle lane and got us sucked into the truck's vacuum vortex. She lost control of the car, and soon we were completely at the mercy of the elements and God. We all knew we were about to crash. I recently discovered my journal entry from that moment. Wow. I wrote, "The following was like no other. After grabbing the steering wheel to try to steady it and force the spinning tires pushed me to the side, back to my seat. I realized that we were out of control. Instinctively, I bowed my head and assumed the fetal position. I felt my hands clasping my ankles, and I curved my spine, becoming a wheel of fortune. I heard our thin car creaking and crumbling as it spun out of control, driving us to certain death. In those moments, I saw nothing but myself. I tasted nothing but my own saliva, which soon felt like a slightly dry bowl of cereal without milk. I felt no dizziness, but an intense clarity, a spiral of slow energy coverings enveloping me and protecting me. If there were screams from my friends, I didn't hear them. Likewise with the sounds of the gigantic semi-trailer, whose rubber wheel I could smell, faintly combined with an odor of a very old VW Beetle about to crash. I felt the pain in my curved back. Leaving my muscles totally relaxed, I felt no sense of time passing, but rather a floating feeling not dissimilar to what one feels in a plane leaving the runway. Its wheels draw in, inviting the unmistakable feeling of flight. I smelled nothing, I tasted nothing. The total calm that ensued was a complete world where nothing else existed but myself. I felt sublime. I felt joyful. I felt calm until I finally blacked out. Yes, the VW swerved out of control, moving back and forth, and finally flipped, hitting the guardrails. While this was happening, I had instinctively lowered my head to my lap with my hands on my head at the precise moment. At that precise moment, started turning over and over and over, flipping for over and over. Over me, the car, my friends, the road, the headlights, the rain ceased to exist. I felt suspended in time, otherworldly and euphoric. The experience was sublime, beyond words. I had entered another world and I never even had known. I had read about near-death experiences but never believed them, and certainly never dreamed that I would actually have one. The experience was crystal clear and real. The moments seemed like hours. I saw nothing but myself and the radiant light all around me. My muscles completely relaxed and I accepted the newfound reality. Smiling inwardly, not worried one iota about what seemed my certain death. I secretly hoped that I would never leave this sublime place, for it was so much more idyllic than everyday life. I no longer felt danger. I no longer felt fear. And the frightful spinning of the vehicle seemed to disappear. I had found pure bliss. I had glimpsed into the wonders beyond, in time and in space, and I became a believer. The rest of my story was bizarre. After passing out completely, I was rudely awakened by someone pressing on my spine and sharp pain pulsing down my head and legs, my knees and torso. I tried to free myself but was trapped by the flattened VW wreckage, which was slowly smoking. My face was pressed into the damp mud, preventing me from breathing properly. I felt like a wounded deer just looking out at the blaring headlights of the oncoming cars. While I cringed with the incessant blare of the car horn, suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw three muscle-bound truckers appear. They cautiously approached the wreckage while shaking their heads as if to say, "No chance, buddy." Suddenly, smoke began billowing up through the night air. The car was smoking and ready to be consumed by fire. All three burly guys frantically moved backwards, and stark fear with just the fear of look in their eyes. They were terrified they would be burned. Their soiled faces faded into the black night. For the last thing one on one's mind was me, as I was facing certain death and they wanted to avoid theirs. So much of that miraculous strength, surge through my muscles, propelling me to lift the car off of my back. Wow. Though my limbs ached, I walked away from that wreckage, holding my head on high. Though it was hurting incredulously, while shooting eye lasers directly at the three cowering, bully, burly truckers. Their awe was out of sight. They saw a human miraculously rising up from the dead. Yes, I had survived. The question how? And through the passage of what kind of miracle? Stacy, the driver, was less fortunate. It turns out that she only had a learner's permit and had never driven on a super highway. She suffered acute amnesia, which was so bad that she didn't recall her name or what happened for months. My euphoria and out-of-body experience remained a singular event in a relatively long day. I was supposed to die. I was supposed to die on that eventful night. I was initiated into a portal sense of
I think I have to go to the eye doctor as I'm reading this. I have to move the phone back. That's what I remember. Anyways, I'm moving the phone back like my mom does when she's trying to read something and they move the phone back. I'm catching myself doing that, so forgive me. Simultaneous turning and stillness, complete calm and eternal joy, comfort and self, blissful, cared for, calm, deep breath, and out of body. Though I had some other similar experiences later on, none of them equaled to that 50 years ago. Even now, the miracle occupies my mind all too often. Will I see a portal or a wall at life's end? Will I experience bliss again? Will I ever experience the 10 or more dimensions that are certainly part of the expanded reality? Whatever the answers are, I do not know one. I do know one thing for certain. That the night in West Springfield did happen, and I did experience the things I described. To this day, my survival is inexplicable, as are the vivid out-of-body wonders I encountered. I had entered a new dimension, a passageway to the beyond this, something that to this day inspires and rejuvenates me during life's toughest battles. To this day, I have no answers, only questions. That's very interesting. Okay, so it's so interesting because if you guys aren't watching Raising Dead with Teresa Caputo this season, and I'm going to explain why this relates to this story right now, because we watched an episode last night and it was regarding something similar to this, a car accident. But her assistant Lindsay's fiance, spoiler alert, well, just if you haven't watched it yet, but you know, he passed and in a car accident on their bridal shower day. He left really quick to go do something. The bridal shower day would pick something up or do something, and there was a car accident and he didn't make it. So Teresa was saying that, if you don't know who Teresa Caputo is, she's a psychic medium, which I, even though I shouldn't believe in these things, I believe that she has a gift from God, and I believe she's living in her life's purpose, and I believe that she's authentic and real and knows exactly what she sees, and how could she be spot on every single time. She is amazing and I love her show. Now she talks so much about God and her faith, and she's just a different person. But I always say, you guys, be so careful. Be so careful when you guys are driving. You know, watch other drivers. This guy had an amazing experience, right? He felt like he was in pure bliss, joy, happiness, no worry, no anything. And so if we look at all these near-death experiences, and particularly the ones we have read on this program, the near-death experience happens, and just because you believe that it happened, that doesn't make you a bad Christian. In my opinion, it doesn't make you a bad person. I believe in what she does because I can relate to her on so many levels. She's a grandma now, and it's just a great show. If you guys haven't watched it, it's called Raising Spirits. I believe it's on TLC or Lifetime or one of those. And you know, it's a great kind of show to watch and make you realize that when our loved ones pass away, they are entering the gates of heaven, always. They're entering the gates of heaven, and they are seeing their loved ones. They're seeing great-grandma, great-grandpa, grandma, grandpa, whoever they have on the other side. They are getting to see them and feel that love and that peace that they felt. But they felt when that person was alive. And, you know, a lot of the signs to look for, guys, when you're wanting to connect with your past loved ones, they can come to you in messages, whether that be in a song, whether that be in a rainbow, whether that be in a garden, whether that be in a, wherever you are, right? And I believe that people are able to come back and testify what their experience was. This gentleman wrote down exactly what he experienced, and that's the honest truth. And I know a lot of us are skeptic about this near-death experience stuff, and it might be new to you here, or just in general, you're learning about it as I am. But I just want to encourage you guys to have an open mind and to, sort of allow these stories to kind of resonate with you in the way that makes sense in your life. And my purpose here on Faith Ignited is to just sort of help that mission to be in a place with like-minded people who have like-minded, equally yoked thoughts. It's incredible. And this audience here on Faith Ignited has really made me want to be more open about the things that I have experienced, the things that I know, and things that are big parts of my life that not everybody knows, because not everybody accepts those things. And our older generations were taught to look down on the people who, listen, Jesus had his apostles, and they were prophets that came and were meant to share the good word. Even if you just not sharing a Bible verse or whatever, just being kind to the people that are out there in the world. A hello, a thank you, a goodbye. Everyone, a lot of people don't even look up anymore. You can walk by somebody 5 times and they don't even acknowledge you standing there. Everybody's on their phones. Everybody is distracted and busy, and life happens. Things happen. Things happen. And, you know, I believe that little by little, I'll start to feel more comfortable with letting you guys know a little bit about what I've done, what I do, how I view myself with people who seek my advice or seek my guidance or seek a prayer or seek words of wisdom or words of prayer, whatever they're seeking with me. I take that opportunity, and I don't take lightly at all the blessings and gifts that God has given to me. You know, it's, you know, like that that post I read early in the program, you know, God said, no, you do it. It's your happiness that you're in charge of. It's your life that you're in charge of. It's what you do that makes you unique and special. Who are you going to be in this world? Who are, you know? And sometimes it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know, because I believe that pathways begin to open up, doors begin to open, business starts to flow, and money starts to flow. And, you know, if that's what some of us need right now, you know, if we're, you know, so I know some of us that are down on our luck with money, it's not easy. It's not easy to, you know, see somebody that you love struggle financially. It's tough. So yeah, but do I believe that there is a life after death? Absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt. There is a heaven that we're going to. And I don't care if you think that, you know, heaven isn't real. And, you know, go tell that to all the people that have received miracles and blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon blessings. People like this young man who was able to lift an entire vehicle off himself. And I'm assuming the burly firemen were angels, because he felt upset with them that they weren't doing their job, right? So, you know, but I want to spread kindness. I want to spread love and joy and acceptance. That's such a big one for me, is acceptance of people the way that they are. And you get to decide who you want in your life and who doesn't deserve to be there. You decide that. You know who you want in your bubble. You know who you have in your circle. Sometimes it's better to have, you know, I have on one hand the friends that I consider close friends on one hand. And I know a lot of, you know, people because of my mom's page. And, you know, we know that it's just, it's there's life after death. There's no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind that God is going to, before anything happens in this physical world, I believe that when we get in those situations, and I was talking about choosing people in your life, and when God doesn't see somebody that's good for you, and he plucks them out right out of your life, and sometimes we don't like his decisions, our choices. Although all of my learning lessons I have washed my hands clean of any impurity that I felt with, you know, other people's intentions and things like that. But I'm back on Palma Media. I'm here to stay on Palma Media.
I'm here to support my fellow podcast hosts. Our director of media, I believe that's what, I don't want to get her title wrong, but it's director of media and I was going to say social services, but that's something else, right? But Sylvia Cadeda, all your hard work, I thank you. I thank you as a podcast host that I have a friend and a family member, someone that I can bounce ideas off of and someone that is like-minded. So thank you for all your hard work. You guys, Palma Magazine is coming out and it's going to be super duper official. It's going to be super duper official, guys. And it's going to be amazing. There's so many opportunities coming our way, and for the family, the Palma family, we're all here for it. You know, we don't do this because we get paid. We do this because we want to do it. We choose to do it. Again, choosing what you want to do, choosing who's in your circle, choosing the people that you want and that you need in your life. What are you guys doing this weekend? What are you guys doing? It's supposed to be a rainy, stormy weekend, I believe. So that usually means hunker in, get some good food and some good movies, and enjoy the quiet of the weekend if that's what you have. Enjoy the loudness of your kids if you don't see them all week and this is the time that you do. Let them scream in joy and love. The laughter of children heals the soul. It really, truly does heal the soul. I'd like to say thank you guys for sticking with me on that story that felt like it briefly ended abruptly. I thought there was going to be a little more content after he came back and wanted to talk about it, but you know, he wrote what he wrote, and we thank him for his article. And I want to say his name. I don't know, but it's blogs.timeofisrael.com. Timesofisrael.com. It was a near-death experience, but one that, I don't know about you guys, but one day when it's my time to go and I see all, I'm guaranteed to see everyone that I've loved, to see one day, long time from now, my husband, oh baby, let's do life together over and over and over again. I love you. To my bestie who's watching this, hi bestie. I hope you have a great day at your new job. And my cousins in Canada who listen faithfully, thank you guys for listening in Canada, all the way in Canada. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carlos and Steph, Mia Creda. I love you. And to everyone who wants to listen to this podcast, you can either like me or don't like me, because I am going to keep telling these stories about God and how he comes into our life and saves us in those times of need. With that, I'm going to say good night. God bless. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves with your loved ones. Enjoy time. Time is the best gift you can give someone. And so I thank you for your time. I greatly, greatly appreciate your time. This is Faith Ignited, saying good night. God bless. See you next week. Tell your friends. Join the party. Let's say Team Jesus all day. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.